fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 9th day of February. Prepper tip of the day. If you don't have a bug out or bug home bag, basically one's pretty much the same as the other, you need to put one together. You can get a lot of advice on how to do that at survivalblog.com. Survival blog, B-L-O-G, Bravo, Lincoln, Oscar, Golf, survivalblog.com. A number of excellent articles there on creating your own bug out or bug home bag. In addition, in case you're not paying attention and you live in the northeast quadrant of the United States, huge snowstorm, 12 plus inches of snow coming your way tonight, today, tonight. Make sure you got a way to stay warm, plenty of food and water, a way to make light at night because the power grid certainly could go down, taking with it the ability to heat your home. So do what you got to do. You've got a few hours to pull everything together and be ready for this really big storm. So your prepper tip of the day, once again, is to, if you don't have a bug out or bug home bag, to put one together and make sure you understand the contents and how to use them. That would be a good thing. We have back with us the second hour, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, you've expressed privately and publicly your concern about the increasing levels of violence on the streets of America. Right. The fact, and it is a fact, that these are not spontaneous outbursts of people who are emotionally involved. These are orchestrated and well-funded, aren't they?
Yes, they are, primarily through Soros' various NGOs. This is the guy that's paying for all the lawsuits against Trump's executive orders. There's a lot of money. We've literally got paid protesters. You can see the ads for yourself on Craigslist.
Right.
You know,
right.
$2,500 a month, plus being paid while you're at the demonstrations, as long as you go to 6 demonstrations a year. I mean, the money's there. I could see where people would be jumping on this in these inner cities that, you know, sometimes they don't make $1,000 a month. $2,500 a month, you know, to be on a retainer just to show up at a half a dozen demonstrations. you know, so that's great.
Not bad.
You know,
not
for
bad.
Them.
Yeah, a nice addition to your EBT card and whatever else your source of might be of income from a government source of some kind. So, they are recruiting publicly, paying these people to do the things they're doing, all of which, you know, I would think there would be some federal prosecutors looking into this. That's what should be happening, and the FBI.
Well, I
both.
Bet there will be. I bet there will be now that Sessions is in charge of the Attorney General's office. I bet there will be some.
You know, I mentioned this on the air a few weeks ago, but there are conspiracy laws, and a conspiracy
yes,
is two, more
pe-
two or more people. Getting together to cooperating to commit a crime. But here's one of the nuances of that. Let's say Tim Spencer and I want to go to a national park and spray paint a park bench. Now, that act of vandalism is a misdemeanor.
Correct.
So if Tim Spencer and I conspire to go to a federal park and spray paint the park bench, the conspiracy to commit the misdemeanor is a felony.
Correct.
And that's not well known or understood by the general public, but I do know it. And almost all the time, these protesters are committing misdemeanors, multiple misdemeanors. But if they conspire to commit misdemeanors, they are in fact are committing federal felonies. So, yes, I hope the FBI will be looking into this and the U.S. attorneys and the various districts around the United States to bring this to an end before it gets any worse. Do you happen to have any idea the residence where George Soros actually physically lives, Tim?
No, I don't. The only thing I know that is he's a dual national between Hungary and U.S., and Hungary's going after him big time.
Well, good for them. Is that for anything recent or going back to World War II?
No, this is current news. Current news.
Okay. I mean, for the violations. Were they violations took place?
No. What they're after is all the NGOs he's funding that's trying to bring down the Hungarian government.
Oh, well, good for them. They need to do that.
Yeah.
Good for them. Well, I believe Hungary and the Czech Republic and Austria are three countries that are all standing up against the Muslim invasion, aren't they?
They're starting to. Austria, not as much as the others, but Austria is finally starting to. They're finally seeing the light, thank goodness. Hungary is, in fact, I believe they're building their own Trump-style wall, except it's fenced with concertina on top of it.
Well, good for them.
I think they put in, let me see, man, I'm going to get this number wrong, but many, many kilometers, I don't remember the number, but many, many kilometers of new fencing have gone up just this year.
Well, good for them. And, of course, there was the Battle of Vienna, which took place, and I'm looking at the date of Vienna. It was in the 17th century, and let's see here. Get this date. I think it was 1658, but I don't want to be wrong here. 1683. You know, that sounds like a really, really long time ago, but Harvard University up there in Massachusetts had been conducting classes for about 50 years already. So, you know, put it in terms that Americans can relate to. That's when the combined European Christian armies had their first successful coalition, which was an unusual thing and unprecedented. The Christian armies, led by their monarchs, all came together at Vienna, Austria, to defeat the invading Muslim army. You know what? And that was that defeat happened on September the 11th, 1683.
Yes, it did. I remember that. I remember the date.
Well, you're not that old, Tim.
No.
So they never did get over it. There's a lot of things to find fault with Muslims, but one thing that is true about Muslims is they know their history.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't forget. They do not forget. That's why the Muslims are still murdering each other over something that happened 1,700 years ago. That was the split between the heirs of the Muslim prophet Muhammad, the murderer, the pedophile, the bigamist, Muhammad. When after he died, there was a split between the people who want to take over the religion, and they're still murdering people as a consequence over that event, aren't they?
Yeah, there is, absolutely, John.
The religion of peace. Well, right.
You know, if we get going on the religion of peace subject, we're going to take up a whole hour beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
I ain't telling you what to do, buddy, but
no,
I mean, all of our listeners already know the truth.
It's enough. Just go on my website, get yourself a copy of the DVD set, What Would Muhammad Do, and educate yourself.
Exactly.
That's what needs to happen. We still have troops committed in Iraq and Afghanistan, don't we, sir?
Yes, we do, unfortunately. You know, I'll be honest, in my opinion, Iraq is something, and Afghanistan both, we should have never gotten involved in to start with. But once we were involved, we really, what's a polite way of saying it, we messed up by Obama pulling out everybody in Iraq, totally set that country equilibrium on end after we had secured it, just totally screwed the pooch on that one.
Well,
Afghanistan,
this goes back,
not much better.
George W. Bush
right.
had the complete plans ready for the invasion, ready to go. He had not taken the time to consult. There was only one member of George W. Bush's cabinet who was a combat veteran of any war, General Colin Powell,
right.
His Secretary of State. And he did not even bother to consult with the only man qualified to look at this with a educated, experienced eye. So after the plans are complete, the invasion's ready to go. Then he talks to the only man he should have talked to in the first place. General Powell expressed his astonishment, and basically all he could say, since it was a done deal, all he could do was say, Mr. President, you will own this country.
Yeah.
Mr. President, you will own this country. Which means all the consequences of that invasion be on the head of George W. Bush, which they have been and are. On the head of George W. Bush, who invaded a country that was at peace with its neighbors, posed no threat at all to its neighbors or the United States of America, and in fact was one of the very few countries in the Middle East where Christians could openly and proudly not only practice their religion but talk to Muslims about their religion.
Right.
Where the third man in charge of the entire country was a Christian. Check
Tariq
that out.
With,
right. See how far that would fly with our ally Israel. That wouldn't fly at all, would it?
Or our ally Saudi Arabia.
Iraqi women could dress in any clothing and the attire that they chose to without being beat up by the politically correct Muslims that do that in Saudi Arabia, our ally. Snicker, snicker, chuckle, chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best place in the Middle East to be a Christian.
Oh, absolutely.
It was one of the safest places in the Middle East because Saddam Hussein would hunt down and arrest or shoot to death any jihadist that his people came across, wouldn't they?
Yeah, he would. And, you know, one of the biggest cluster, you know what, was after the first Gulf War, when we supposedly funded an uprising against Hussein, and then we left them hanging. Of course, revolutionaries, what's he do? Yeah, he killed however many thousands he killed. But, you know, that was because the U.S. lied to Iraqis that were against him. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do.
But,
I do.
It was a mess, and
right,
you know,
and
we had our own guys. Our own guys in the military were condemning our own government because of the treachery.
Right, right. Well, and then in Bosnia, we were supporting the Muslims against the Christians, and my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page has talked publicly about this. It's no secret that the senior enlisted men and the officers all knew that we were supporting and fighting on the wrong side. That there was direct chain of command linkage between the Muslims we were supporting in Bosnia and the Chechen Muslims who were murdering and beheading people in Russia. We got a caller on hold here, Tim. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. Is Dave there? Hello, Dave.
Yes, John. And Tim, I was wondering, Tim, would you give out on occasion, maybe right now, the telephone number to reach you and what time Eastern Standard Time your program on Saturday?
Oh, okay, sure. It's 10 a.m. till noon on Central, which would be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And it's the same number you just called, 800-313-9443. And it is right here on RBN. You can listen live if you want, same way you're listening to this show.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay,
most
Dave,
welcome,
thank you
sir.
For the call. Okay. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, you're into, this is the third or fourth month of your new show, Tim. I've lost track.
We started October 15th, so November, December, January. We're in the fourth month.
Yep, you're in the fourth month. Well, that's great. I know you're having a lot of fun with it, and that's what it should be. It's
we have a blast, John.
That's great. That's great.
It's something Lori and I do together. You know, we don't really sell anything or do anything like that. We just have a great time with the callers. In fact, this week we don't have any guests. It's just going to be open lines, and those are some of our best shows.
Well, it's been about 12 or 13 years ago, I guess 13 years ago now, that John Sapmiller offered me a Saturday afternoon time slot on Republic Broadcasting. My first response was, talk radio on a Saturday afternoon? Who ever heard of such a thing? But it worked out okay. And Saturday afternoon became Sunday afternoon and eventually became a daily show, of course, which is fine. It's worked out real good for me.
Yeah.
Well, we have mucked around in a part of the world with ancient histories, ancient cultures, that, quite frankly, if we just let those people alone to do their thing, you know, and murder their teenage daughters for dating the wrong boy, mutilate their little girls, sexual organs, marry as many women as they want to marry, and all the rest of the bizarre, freakish, barbaric things they do, murdering other Muslims because they're the wrong kind of Muslims. Just leaving them alone, let them stay in that part of the world where there's almost no water and no forests. We would have been far better off. We're at a point now where, you know, the United States has become a oil exporting country. We no longer need their oil, do we?
No, we truly don't need their oil. And in fact, we haven't for many years. You know, everybody keeps talking about the dependence on foreign oil. The only reason we have a dependence on foreign oil is in the effort to keep the petrodollar propped up. We don't physically need their oil.
Now, something we probably, and I haven't checked recently, I know we went for 30-plus years without building a new oil refinery, and I don't know if any new ones have been built or not, but there was a shortage in oil refinery capacity, capability, I know, which I don't know if that's been addressed or not. I haven't really looked into it recently. But that's
not
something
to my knowledge, John.
That's something that's simply a matter of political and economic will to build new refineries. The world's, at one time, world's largest oil refinery was up in Wood River, Illinois, which I drove past many, many times. Huge, huge facility. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch, and many more, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 9th day of February, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, we've had some great success stories with men and women starting out writing for ruralsurvival.info as amateurs.
Yep.
And move on to become professional paid writers publishing books, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Steve Whitman primarily. We have another lady, and I'm drawing a blank on her name, John. I'm sorry. April Gardner, who was already a writer that writes for ruralsurvival.info. Both of them excellent writers. Both of them published authors. And then we've got the quality of people. I'm drawing a blank. Steve O'Neill. His writing is incredible.
So, yes. Yep.
You know, we've got some tremendous authors.
Well, if somebody wanted to begin publishing on ruralsurvival.info, all they need to do is write it up and submit it, and perform some editing and grammar and punctuation corrections. But other than that, it's going to go in as written, won't it?
Yes, it will. Absolutely. Yeah, and somebody has something, just send it to me at office@ruralsurvival.info. That's office@ruralsurvival.info. We'll take a look at it, and odds are we'll publish it. You know, we'll talk back and forth on some stuff, but, you know, we'll get it up there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm reading a story here where a gentleman walked from his home in Canada 5 years ago in Toronto and was found wandering around the Amazon jungle recently after 5 years, walking 6,500 miles. A man suffering from some form of mental illness, apparently, was found barefoot walking through the Amazon jungle by the authorities. Now that looks like, that sounds like a novel or a movie to me in the waiting.
Yeah, no joke. It has to be a mini series.
He says he survived eating fruit and nuts and berries on the walk while being handed food by generous strangers.
That's something else.
What an adventure. And I got a photograph of him here with his unkept hair and his beard, and he's 30-something years old. What a story. He's 39 now, so he spent 5 years of his life walking through some of the most dangerous places on the planet with the criminal and activity and lots of creatures that think you're just a tasty tidbit to consume also.
Right.
Oh well.
Yeah. More power to him. But what an adventure, John.
I don't know what his mental status is, but he could certainly. There's a course I volunteered for in the military called the SEERS course, Survival, Evasion, Resistance, Escape. I think that if he had the mental wherewithal, he could certainly be an instructor there, I would think, couldn't he?
Yeah, most likely, yeah. Anybody could go 6,500 miles and wind up in the Amazon, yeah. I'd say that man is a wealth of knowledge if he could get it out of him.
Yeah. Just look at him. I mean, just look at his photograph. He looks like a healthy adult male. And, of course, I don't know what his mental situation is. But what a story of persistence and survival on his part.
Right.
What you learn in the SEERS course and other types of survival training is the biggest part of survival is the mental and emotional part, isn't it?
Yes, that's what I've been told. Now, I've never been through the course, John, but I've known dozens of men that have, literally dozens. And, yes, that is the biggest part of it, is the mental part, having the right frame of mind. Understanding that when it's all over, you're done. I mean, you're out of it. That's the goal, is to get through SEERS. And that instills in a person the ability, when they're in real situations, vice a training situation, to be able to see beyond the horizon, to be able to know that I've got the skills to get through this, and in X number of months, I'm going to be in the swimming pool or
right,
at the bar.
Right. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious greatest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 9th of February. At my website, thelibertyman.com, we have a brand new section and dramatically expanded existing section. On the right side, scroll down. The new brand new section is Survival and Tactical Reading/Books, and right above it is Survival and Tactical Gear, which has been dramatically expanded and continues to expand thanks to the undying efforts of my webmaster, Tim Spencer. You'll find things, unless you've got the kind of background I've got, you'll find things that you don't know even exist. Pretty neat at the Survival and Tactical Gear. Under the book section, we have classical books from the days of the ancient Greeks to all kinds of things regarding medicine and so forth, tactical books. You need to check those out. And, of course, as always, the energy cleaner. If you're an energy cleaner procrastinator, which means you have issues with pain issues with not getting a great night's sleep and you have not yet got your energy cleaner, well, that makes you, by definition, an energy cleaner procrastinator. What are you waiting for? Are you risking anything when you spend $285? Not really, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing. So maybe it's time to get over that procrastination. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Order your energy cleaner. Get a mattress pad that fits your size bed, twin, full, queen, king, California king. Get that order in so I can box these things up and ship them to you. There's about a 3 to 5% chance it won't work. If it doesn't, I refund your money on the energy cleaner. I can't do it on the mattress pads. We have health department regulations to deal with there. But I do refund the money on the energy cleaner. Absolutely, I do. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info, and we're talking about, well, all kinds of matters, mostly geopolitical. Some of these Congress critters, Maxine Waters, for example, made a complete fool of herself in front of the entire world, stating that Russia had invaded Korea, and then going on top of that, blaming Donald Trump for it. What's wrong with this picture, Tim? Hello?
Here, Korea. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now. You were cut off there.
No, I was just laughing in the background when I read that. You know, Russia's nowhere near doing anything in Korea. They'd have to go through China to do it, and China wouldn't tolerate that. You know, it's not going to happen.
Yep, absolutely. And then
she turned around and did it again, either the next day or later in that day.
Well, the woman has some issues with her mental capability, to say the least. And then another Californian, was it the female senator from out there, talking about the current president being Bush?
Yes, that's correct. Was it Feinstein? I think it was Feinstein.
Not sure. Well, yeah. I wouldn't expect people with those positions of trust and authority to make statements of that nature. I mean, that's pretty scary.
No, you wouldn't think so.
That's pretty scary.
It is.
But then we've had multiple examples of that, and we make fun of them, such as the state representative up in Colorado who thought ammunition magazines for firearms were a disposable item that once you expended the cartridges that you put in a trash can, making a complete fool of herself in front of the entire country. And then, and then of course, the congressman in the congressional hearing, a subcommittee hearing, expressing his concern that Guam would tip over if they built too many buildings on it.
Oh, man, that was classic. That shows what we've got running this country.
How in the world these people get elected to public office? How in the world does that happen? Something's defective here, Tim.
Oh, I agree.
Something is really, really defective. That people of that status, of that mental capability, are elected to these high offices. Something's really wrong.
It boggles the mind, doesn't it? I just can't figure it out, John. How they got there? How they stayed there?
You know. Well, I ran for U.S. Congress. I ran for U.S. Congress in 1996, and I was running in the 3rd Congressional District, which no longer exists, a Dick Gephardt's district for decades. And Gephardt's chief of staff, his campaign manager, Joyce Abusi, who came from the Syrian mob in St. Louis. In fact, her home was blown up when she was 18 years old as a consequence of mob involvement of her family. They took me out. There were 9 candidates in the primary. They took my candidacy more serious than the other 8 to the point where they had an undercover operative in Florida order up a copy of my credit report. That's how concerned they were about me. And of course, I haven't confirmed this, but I'm pretty sure they picked out one of those other eight candidates they were sure they could defeat, and gave Sub Rosa help to that candidate, so that I would not win the primary, because I was the only one they really feared. I had quite an organization put together. I had a brick and mortar office, which none of the others had. I had a staff maintaining that office 6 days a week. We had of course, in 1996, not many people had cell phones. Some did, not many. We had a two-way radio system for all our campaign workers. In the back of an office, a five-color offset press, a high-speed copier, a fax machine. You know, a complete functioning office.
Right.
Which in a primary is a pretty extraordinary accomplishment, so I was also a radio talk show host, and I had to give up my time slot because of the election laws. But they took me seriously. They did take me seriously, and basically what I did was use my training for psychological warfare to run this campaign, and it worked out pretty good. The training I received in psychological warfare was excellent on-the-job training for running a congressional campaign.
Oh, I bet it was, John. I would like to have known you back then. That would have been fun. Of course, you know me. I have fun with campaigns.
Well, I had more energy than I had since, and I was going 18 hours a day, working as a homicide detective and running this campaign at the same time. And it was a hoot. It was really a hoot. A lot of miles on the Dodge three-quarter ton van. That was my daily driver back then.
Yep, I bet there was.
I was everywhere. Two to three meetings every day of the week during that campaign. It was really something. And everybody wanted to be my friend. The Jews wanted to be my friends. The Nazis wanted to be my friends. The liberals wanted to be my friends. The conservatives wanted to be my friends. The Native Americans wanted to be my friends. The labor people wanted to be my friends. The big business people wanted to be. Everybody wanted to be my friends and take me to lunch.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was an eye-opening experience. It really was. And I'm glad I did. In fact, I was on mailing lists for a good 10 years after that.
Oh, I believe that, absolutely.
There's very few people, obviously, who run for Congress in a serious manner. There are people who do it just to be able to promote themselves and whatever. And we had some of those in that primary, too. Who were doing it as a matter of self-promotion. They had no campaign staff at all. They had their mother take their picture in the hallway of their mom's home and make that their campaign photo. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty pathetic, some of these other candidates. But it's a life-changing experience to be part of a campaign for United States Congress.
I'm sure.
But I encourage people to be politically active at the local level. We just finished a whole round of elections, obviously. But there'll be races coming up in your county for sheriff in the not-too-distant future, for county officials, judges, and county commissioners. They have different names for these offices in different parts of the country. All the different offices, the recorder of deeds, the county clerk, prosecuting attorney, all these elected offices. And I encourage people to determine which candidates will support the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, especially the sheriff.
Exactly.
And the prosecutor. The sheriff more so, the prosecutor next, are two critical offices to resist tyranny, aren't they, Tim?
Yeah, they are. And I would even add judges to that list, where judges are elected locally. To me, you know, the judge is as almost as important as the prosecutor and sheriff.
I agree.
And the reason I say that is because of all the times I've seen judges violate the Constitution. Now, if you challenge these judges on it, 9 out of 10 times they'll back down when you start quoting the Constitution.
Right.
You know,
right.
It happened to me. I have to pay $1,800 as a bond to have a jury trial? No, that's not what Article 3 says.
Right, right. Well, good for you. And I agree. Having a judge who understands, and of course, almost all judges, there are some exceptions for municipal judges, but otherwise all judges are attorneys and right. Graduates of law schools. I agree. It's important to have all elected officials be supporters of the Constitution. Those positions, the sheriff, the prosecuting attorney, the judges are critical. The other ones are important also, maybe not quite so critical, but also important to have men and women who will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But the last line of defense when it comes to our constitutional rights is the county sheriff. There's more than 3,000 counties in the United States. I don't remember the exact number, 3,300, somewhere around that. Not that it matters.
Yeah.
Some of these counties, in fact, Texas County, Missouri, is bigger than Rhode Island, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and we have 113 counties in Missouri. And Texas County, Missouri, is bigger than the state of Rhode Island. So many of these sheriffs have a jurisdiction larger than some of the states. And when you get out west, we have quite a few counties larger than some of the states back east in the original 13 colonies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we do. And these sheriffs, they're the highest authority when it comes to law enforcement in their county. If the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is doing something improper, the sheriff can order them to leave or arrest them. Same thing with the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people. Same thing with Treasury agents, Secret Service. The county sheriff has authority above all those federal agencies.
That is correct.
Most of these sheriffs, I think, now know that and understand it. There may be some who don't.
What it amounts to, John, is if they don't play the game, they don't get the extra money.
Right, right. And one of the first things they do when they get elected sheriff is get an invitation to come to the FBI at Quantico, Virginia, for their,
right.
I guess what might be called
indoctrination is what I call
indoctrination.
It.
Indoctrination. Yep. I've never been inclined to run for sheriff, but if I was elected sheriff, I would not participate in that activity because that's all it is indoctrination and propaganda.
Okay. Well, I've seen it myself, John, where a sheriff gets elected, he's pro-Constitution, you know, he takes office January 2nd or 3rd or 4th or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden, come the 1st of February, he's identical to the sheriff he just beat.
Right.
You know,
right.
It happens every time.
Right, right. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to, but it has happened a lot. And regardless, there are a lot of good men, and I'm not aware of any female sheriffs. There probably are some out of 3,000. But a lot of good people.
There's one down in Texas that's fucking Governor Abbott right now in Austin, and he said that her deputies aren't going to cooperate with the feds on immigration, and Governor Abbott just cut the funding to the county that the state capital's in.
Well, good for the governor.
Yeah.
Good for the governor. Well, Austin is an island of liberal ideology, shall we say politely.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the university there. The university is a driving force behind that. It has a nationwide reputation of being a big party town, by the way. That's good. Well, good for the governor of Texas. And hopefully that sheriff will see the light and do the right thing when it comes to these criminals, aliens, illegal aliens. Calling them undocumented immigrants has such a nice, soft, and a warm and fuzzy feeling about that terminology, doesn't it? Undocumented.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. The art of language is all I can say, John. You and I have both, you know, in our training, learned how to use the art of language. That was part of our training for both of us.
Well, you know, I was coaching. I was coaching Professor McCann yesterday when he used the word "gay" to describe homosexuals, and I said, "Jim, you mean happy men? You're talking about happy men, right?" And he didn't get it for a little bit, and finally, I said, well, "The Supreme Court says that happy people can get married." And then I think he got it, and I told him, yeah. Jim, my friend, my colleague, when you use the language of your opposition, you've lost half the battle.
Correct.
And this is for all of you out there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's look at the word fetus. And
baby.
Let's say we're in Rome 2,000 years ago. I'm walking down the street, and there's Tim Spencer with his pregnant wife, Laurie. And I said, well, hi, Tim. Hi, Laurie. How's your fetus? You know?
Right.
How's your baby? You know?
Exactly.
The Latin word for baby is fetus. And they use this word fetus because it gives the impression that this baby is something other than a baby, and that's the desired goal, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly the desired goal. You know. I hear music, buddy.
We got a break. We have time for one call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Thank you.
back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 9th day of February. Well, Tim, all these matters continue to move forward. We didn't talk about the military buildup in Europe and the Baltic states on both sides of the border with Russia. I just got a note from my friend Andy in the U.K., giving me some updates on the movements of Russian armor and troops and aircraft being deployed close to the border.
They have no choice, John. If we make a move, they have to make a move. Anything else would be dereliction of duty on their part.
I agree.
It's not that they're being aggressive.
No. Defending your border is not aggressive. Moving things 2,000 miles to another country is aggressive. But I'm hoping that Donald Trump will pull the plug on this and bring our men home away from that situation. I don't see any need for that at all. Do you?
No, I don't. But also, just as a, put a bug in your ear, watch Ukraine. Things are starting to heat up. And from what I understand, considering all sources, the Ukrainian side is doing the pushing. And that's just an analysis of the various news sources I'm getting.
Does not surprise me. It's a volatile part of the world also, and certainly a flashpoint. The two most likely flashpoints for World War III would be Syria and Ukraine, which, quite frankly, one is not that far from the other, is it?
No, it's not. No, and we're talking, 1,500 kilometers at the most?
Yeah. I mean, I've driven that far in one day on the interstate highway.
Oh, yeah. So, no, it's not that far.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of culture and people, it's a massive difference, but in terms of miles, no, it's not.
No, it's not that far.
No, not at all. Well, we don't need war. The only beneficiaries of war are the people that finance it, and typically the same people finance both sides of the wars.
Correct.
Civilians always pay the biggest price when it comes to injuries and death. So we don't need any more war. We really don't.
No.
And we'll be praying for peace and for peaceful outcomes in both those areas. Of course, you can't have a peaceful outcome in Syria because of what's going on there, the arms and equipment being given from the United States to ISIS is what got this whole thing going, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And now apparently we're arming the Kurds. My opinion, John, build a fence around the whole thing and airdrop in arms and ammo until they're all dead.
The Kurds, if anybody has a valid beef, it would be the Kurds on one hand. On the other, there's two factions. There's the communist-inspired Kurds and the ones who are not communist-inspired. I'm not in favor of helping or arming communists any which way. Even if they are being attacked, I just can't bring myself to come to that. But
I agree.
Yeah. But the non-communist ones, yeah, go for it. Give them what they need.
Sounds like this is it, buddy. Been a fast 2 hours.
It has been. Thank you for your time, Tim. We'll talk soon privately.
All right. Enjoyed it. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, get your medical supplies, energy, cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. Pray for Tim's granddaughter, Caitlin, and God bless America.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.